Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
And we're talking with the chair and co-chair of AGES, which is Sharon Ritter and Lisa Albanowski, excuse me. And we just went to break talking to Sharon. I just want to follow up on that a bit, in that that service that you're talking about is tremendous. And we talked a little bit at the break, and I've heard so many questions about it in recent, because people want to know that. Like, you know, Lisa, it's great to call Lisa and say, I need to downsize. How do I adjust my house, make it look good to sell it? And there's certain things I want to take with me to my next place, and I want to go to assisted living. This is important to me. That's not important. So you do a tag sale. You put the house for sale, whatever you're going to do. Finding the right facility. Well, that's a cold word. But, you know, the right next step to live is very difficult.
Yes.
And there's so many choices. And people don't even understand the choice. I don't understand the choices. So the difference licensing, different costs, different et cetera, that it's so nice to have somebody like Care Patrol that could literally go through it. And here's A, B, and C. A has better this, but you're not going to get that. You know, B has, like, we have the Atria, just happen to say the name because that in Great Neck. But what comes with Great Neck also is the Great Neck Social Center, the arts. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. So you might pick Atria, and I'm not knocking them or saying they're good or bad, as a second choice only because of the location. You know, there's all that has to be taken into consideration. Are you very active? Do you want to go out and go to theater and stuff like that? Then you may want to go in towards the city. But to have somebody be able to put that together for you, that you could sit down almost on a spreadsheet with your kids, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And I just want to follow up on a couple things you mentioned. The first thing we do is, you know, we find out about any care needs. So that safety is always the first thing. But then the other thing you mentioned, preferences, and talking about the city of Great Neck, some people love Great Neck. Other people, you know, would not want to live right in the middle of a busy town. So those preferences and priorities are very important as well. So in the process, we really, if possible, we like to meet the people, you know, not only get to know about the current care needs, you know, any medical conditions, but then about preferences. And obviously the last piece is the budget. So obviously, ideally, you'd like to find a community that fits all of those things.
Right.
But try and, you know, include as many of those preferences and priorities as possible, because it's really about quality of life and, you know, finding a good fit where a person is safe, you know, happy, and can really thrive.
Terrific. How long have you guys been chair, co-chair? Does that change like every year? It does. Oh, okay.
So, yes, AGES is an organization that was started about 4 or 5 years ago. And again, it's ever evolving. And we became chair and co-chair this year.
Okay.
But the good thing is you know, with the transition, you know, we want to build upon what's already been done, but then add to, you know, the direction that we're going. And, you know, and part of the challenge, like you said, is just making people aware that we exist and making sure that, you know, our information and the resources are getting to the people that are searching.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Do you have monthly meetings? I mean,
we
again,
do.
For the public or for you guys?
For us.
Oh, okay.
We have a monthly meeting where we try to bring a speaker in that will have value that we can then share with our population as they call on us.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Are you also available, or do you ever make a presentation, an informational presentation to a group? So I'm thinking of one in particular.
We do.
Joan started in East Williston Seniors.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
And many of these people, I'm sure, are old enough that they really should start thinking about no longer living in that five-bedroom house.
Mm-hmm.
But what do they do?
We do. We make presentations.
Yes.
We have a library presentation coming up. We were just discussing in January. So we do. And that's the awareness part of it is really what we're looking for, so that we can go out and make the public aware of our resources.
Yeah, no, honestly, this one, Christina does a wonderful job bringing people on the show.
Yeah.
But you two, you know, and I've done enough of this stuff with seniors myself, this is a great combination. The real estate, which is fine, and then you can help person get the stuff sold, but hooking it up with the assisted living search person, so to speak.
Right. You sold the house, and there you are, standing out in the street, holding your suitcases. Where do you go now?
Right, and then to have the knowledge to turn around and say, listen, John, after talking to you, you know, I don't think you want to be in the middle of a city. You know, it doesn't sound so. You're going to walk out every day and you can't get across the street till the light changes versus, I don't know, another town where you're going to come out and it's going to be, you know, 20 acres around you.
Trees and grass. Yeah. And well, and I will add that many of the services are intertwined. Mm-hmm. For example, I'm working with a family and they're finding out our Medicare supplement coverage and isn't what we thought. So we have a person that's, you know, she is a professional. She knows all the different Medicare supplement plans, the, you know, the prescription coverage plans. So, you know, I refer families to her that she can get the appropriate coverage.
Right. And if someone wants to stay in their home and they're not ready for this yet, you know, after we assess on any level, then, you know, we'll have somebody who can offer a chairlift or things of that nature to aid them in their home so they can thrive in place until they're ready.
Right. I understand, like, okay, a chairlift. So if I'm getting a chairlift, I'm paying for the chairlift, which makes sense. And if I'm selling a house, you obviously, Sharon, charge a fee somehow?
There's no fee.
Okay.
No fee to families for our services, similar to the realtors.
Then you'll get...
We're
commissioned.
Right,
so,
okay.
So that's another nice feature for the families. But, for example, when I start working with a family, maybe a day program is the best solution, you know, especially if it's a husband and wife. Maybe they want to start with a companion or home health care agency. So I also will bring in resources to make sure that a family has, again, accurate information about the different options. Because a lot of it is there's so many different options now that didn't exist maybe 10, 15 years ago. So it's making sure the families have the appropriate information to make whatever decision is best for that specific situation. And sometimes, you know, the situations are ever evolving too.
Right. Okay. So ages itself is not charging anybody.
Correct.
If I call up for advice or somebody listening calls up, then obviously each specialty, like anything else in life, they're going to wind up paying a lift or there'll be a fee of some sort. Okay.
Yes.
And all that's brought to everybody's attention.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Because a woman helping with Medicare has to get something. She can't go around the day helping people with Medicare.
But well, again, she's commissioned from the
policy
from the companies that people take. So she's selling insurance, right?
So there's no direct fee.
All commission.
They move her to a different plan. Okay.
Long-term health, the same thing.
So there's no, if I understand correctly, there's no direct payment by the family to the resource to whom you recommend them.
Correct.
Not necessarily in the scheme of if it's a chairlift, you're buying a chairlift.
Right. Certain things if you...
Right. But for some of our services, we're commissioned by...
Yeah, I understand that. Now, all the insurance and the financial, et cetera, those are commissions.
Yes.
You're buying a hard object, a chairlift or a stool for the shower or something
companion
like this.
Companion
services.
They're commissioned, but the company is paying you or not the... family.
Right. Ages, the person representing Ages gets no money from the family directly.
Correct.
Unless you're buying a product.
Unless you're hiring home health care.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. That's tremendous. It really is. Yeah. Again, let me give out the number again. It's 516-231-1950. And of course, you can call 311 because once you're on the show, then you're in the 311 network. So if somebody calls 311 asking for information, they would give the number for Ages out. That's not a problem whatsoever because, you know, again, it's very inclusive. All inclusive.
Yes,
yes. And that's why I was trying to get at from the beginning, like who does the talk? And I'm obviously between you two. And it does, you know, the house is a primary thing. So it does start the war. House and health. Like where do you want to wind up living?
Exactly.
And it's, you know, like whether or not you, I don't know, want to get your hair done.
Yeah.
That's a smaller thing. Where would I go?
What's the population of the facility that you think is good for them? If they are very conservative people, you don't want to send them to a very liberal one because they'll stick out like a sore thumb. They won't be...
Right. And that's when we visit the communities, that's part of the process, too, to I have an idea because I'm familiar with the different resident populations, but when I go with families, we want to make sure we meet with the residents, you know, yeah. we have a good, not just me, with the people that
so
work
there.
It's
a good fit.
Yes, exactly. The other piece I want to add, too, about the physical is social, because, for example, and I'm going to use my mother, my father passed away a few years ago, and she was in the same house, but the social aspect, you know, when a person gets lonely, and a lot of times when they've lost a spouse, you know, that's the other piece that can cause someone to want to leave their home.
Right.
Or the stress of, using my mother for an example, I don't know if this is everybody, but she's always worried that something's going to go wrong. And
you live in a house,
or who's she going to call because everybody's retired that she used to call.
It's always going to be need maintenance.
Mm-hmm. And we have somebody in our group, by the way, who does that on a monthly basis for people. So let's say they're aging in place and they're in their home and they're safe and everything's good. We have someone in our group who offers services that will have the gardener come, that will come in every week and check on what's going on in the home. And, of course, he gets paid.
Right, that's different. Okay, right. That's
right.
A service.
But there's someone in our group that we can refer for that as well.
You just said a magic word for me.
So, again, it really, each situation is different, but, you know, we're looking to provide the resources for what's right for that situation.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. It's amazing because it's an organization, yours, it's very important. It really
it's
is.
It's a resource for all the things you need to know.
Correct.
And as the population is aging, mm-hmm. your organization and what you do is becoming more and more important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And is there fees for people who join AGES?
There
like
is.
You're a member of AGES, like Rotary charges a fee.
Yes, there is an annual membership.
Okay.
But that's just once a year. And again, we're not for profit too. So throughout the year, we'll look for causes. So, you know, for example, a husband and wife, maybe the husband is in a nursing home. Maybe the wife lives, you know, 45 miles away. And so, you know, to support maybe her visiting her husband a little bit more often.
Wow.
So we're always
yeah.
looking for, you a know, reason. Causes to support.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in North Hempstead, just call 311. You get a discount. No. That's really is very, very nice. It's a wonderful organization.
And we're all dedicated and passionate.
Right.
And I think that's the key. We're passionate on helping seniors. Mm. We're here to really assist. And that's the commonality.
Terrific. Mm. This was a pleasure having you on. And it really, as I said, anybody who is listening to the show, the number is 516-231-1950, and I won't tell you who's going to answer the phone. It depends on who's volunteering that day, but they'll take your information, obviously put it together, whether it's Lisa or Sharon or somebody that'll start the ball rolling to get you organized. Thank you, ladies, very much. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.